Hey friends, welcome to the Mindset Minute for this week. Did you know that what you identify with, you become? In other words, whatever you believe that you are is who you are or will be. So think about that for a minute. Your beliefs are that powerful. They literally can dictate your reality. Wherever you are in your life is simply a reflection of what you believe to be possible for you in this world. What do you believe is possible for yourself? Answer that question. Each of our beliefs is influenced by countless life experiences, good and bad. And when you assume control and build upon your positive beliefs, when you are the commander of your beliefs, when you are the creator of your perceptions, and when you take full responsibility for your beliefs, you have the power to shift your reality. Actor Jim Carrey has told the story of when he was a broke, struggling, aspiring actor. He drove up Mulholland Drive at the top of Beverly Hills, and he said that he would park his car and say to himself, "I already have all this. I just haven't accessed it yet." He even wrote himself a check for $10 million for acting services. He imagined what he desired, stayed in belief, shifted beliefs when he needed to, worked hard, and not too many years later, he was actually paid $10 million for one of his first movie roles. His belief helped him create his reality and move in the direction of what he deeply desired. When you start to shape your beliefs and direct them versus defaulting to what is on autopilot, the stories you've always told yourself and others will ha about what will happen or what is happening in your reality is going to shift. All the particles in the universe, all the star stuff, is going to come together to create, quite often, a dream bigger than you imagined. Your new beliefs will guide your identity, and your emotions and the actions necessary will be revealed. Being a believer in your dreams and your world will open up in new and magnificent ways because everything is possible. We've seen that your identity, the I that you call yourself, is literally built from your beliefs. This includes negative beliefs and positive beliefs, and the hidden and the visible beliefs. Your identity is always shifting depending on how you see yourself and what you believe in. Fixed beliefs make life's journey much more difficult. If you always have to be perfect at something before you try it, you're going to face an uphill climb. You're never going to try new things or put anything out into the world because you're going to always fear that of it, always have the fear of it not being good enough. If you're always people pleasing, the hill is going to be just as steep. Create intentional beliefs and let the power of those beliefs be your strongest ally. What you believe in this moment is already guiding what your life is and what it is going to become. Keeping the same beliefs is always going to continue to give you the same results. All the labels, the memories, perceptions, attitudes, and assumptions that you have stamped to your sense of I are churning out responses in your mind and body, creating this life that you have. What you have might be really amazing. But you can have a really amazing life and still feel unfulfilled, still want more. In fact, we are meant to want more. Wanting more doesn't mean we don't appreciate what we have. So the question is this: are your fixed beliefs deciding and directing your life? A fixed belief is like a bird song, repeating the same messages over and over because that is how it's been programmed. That's how it's learned to communicate. The process is automatic, and the outcome from these fixed beliefs aren't creating anything new. You always have the option to change the song. You have that ability as a human. You are in charge of your beliefs. Your beliefs are not in charge of you. Here's a short exercise. Write down what you want your life to look like. What is it that you desire? I often ask my clients, if you could wave a magic wand, what would you want? Not someday, but right now, today. Now imagine yourself having it and notice how you feel. What are you believing about yourself as the person who already has what you want that you are not believing now? Everything we do, think, and say expresses a belief. A common belief like, my life isn't working out the way I want it to, which is a belief of low expectations, low energy, can be amended or changed to a belief like, my wife works out better than I imagined. I love telling myself that. And then finding evidence for it. Another one might be, I will never be at the weight I want to be at. A new belief would be, it's possible to change my health and weight. Another might be, I can never leave my job and start a business. My new belief could be, it's possible for me to leave my job and start a business. People do it every day. I love using the word possible when I'm creating new beliefs with my clients or myself. We want to choose beliefs that feel true so that our bodies aren't rejecting the new belief, and possibility creates the bridge to the new belief. So what would it take to make a belief become part of who you really are? There's several steps involved, but they're easy. The first is to find one part of your life where you want to reach greater fulfillment. This can be improving relationships or creating new ones. It could be something in your career or life's work. It could be in your health or money or your love life. I actually have a free assessment that you can download to help you figure this out if you go over to bit.ly/ringoflife. You can get that. But imagine having what you want and notice the belief you have as the you who has what she wants. Let these become your new beliefs. Write them down. Practice them. Become aware of how you are selling yourself short now. Look for evidence that the new belief is true, and again, practice it. And the last step is to take action based on your new beliefs in this one part of your life. The same steps work in any other area. You simply repeat them. And once you see where a limiting belief is undermining you, you have the choice to change that belief to a belief that has you believing in yourself. This is awareness. Take the next step in front of you, and you always will be progressing. Success isn't reaching the goal. It is the progressive realization of it. And remember, your beliefs keep you stuck in what you don't want, or they have the power to give you the life you do want. Have a great week.